I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Lara Auerbach has to juggle a schedule that includes composition, writing poetry, and performing in concerts at the piano.
It's a constant challenge, and it's a work in progress to find this balance.
She's written operas. Her latest, Gogol, was based on her own stage play, and she wrote the ballet The Little Mermaid that had its U.S. premiere with San Francisco Ballet. Auerbach finds it best to do as much of her touring as possible at one time, then allow long stretches when she's not traveling to write and compose. A book of her poetry has the title Dialogue with Time.
I'm always fascinated at what time does to us, how we perceive time. Does time exist? So time plays an important role in both in music and in poetry, because after all, music has to deal with time because it's an art that happens in time.
This year, she's been composer in residence with the Staatskapelle Dresden. The orchestra and choir recently performed a major work of hers, a requiem with the subtitle Dresden, Ode to Peace. And she's written several other works with requiem in the title.
I was always aware of death and always embracing, facing death, perhaps because I had somewhat unusual early childhood. I had a nanny who would take me to cemetery for daily strolls. It wasn't a morbid experience at all, going to the cemetery, but rather very beautiful. And Russian cemeteries are very beautiful. They're usually in a forest, and there are birds singing. So it was a very peaceful and beautiful experience of the childhood. But it made me very much aware of death and mortality.
The first half of the concert tomorrow includes a piece called Last Letter with soprano Lina Tetriani and cellist Alisa Weilerstein, who will also play Auerbach's cello sonata. On the second half, Auerbach will play her set of 24 preludes for the piano. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.